You're listening to Stop Feeding the Predators on City of Angels Recovery Radio. My name is Lynn, and today I would like to talk about a certain group of people that we haven't really discussed in any of our shows on Stop Feeding the Predators. And I would like to address the grandparents. Now, these could be grandparents of children who were sexually assaulted by someone that they knew, a stranger, or it could be that the children were sexually assaulted by the grandparents' own child. And the reason I want to address this group of people today is because, yes, everyone can see that the child needs healing, and certainly a lot of people struggle with what the parents might be going through. What if that was my kid? What would I do? Things like that. And I know many times grandparents may be the forgotten group that's been victimized by this crime because people figure maybe they weren't that close. You know, I think grandparents tend to be dismissed when it comes to people understanding the far-reaching effects of sexual assault of children. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that grandparents endure and some of the things that they worry about, and also some things that they might do that they shouldn't do. And we're also going to talk about how they can find help for themselves to get through this. One of the first things that typically happens with grandparents is they're speechless. And they may simply not have any idea what to say. They may not know what's appropriate. They may say things that are not appropriate because they don't realize it's not appropriate. But most often, they're speechless to the kids that have been assaulted and to the parents. Even if it was their own child that did the assaulting, they tend to not know what to say. And again, that's a pretty widespread reaction to sexual assault of children. We've talked on other shows that even parents finding out that their child's been sexually assaulted don't know what to say to their own child, to the person who did it. You know, it is a speechless kind of act. Sometimes the grandparents will lay blame on, let's say if it's husband and wife, they're the grandparents of the husband, and let's say the husband did the assaulting to the child. The grandparents may lay blame on the mother, on the non-offending parent. They might blame her for not knowing. They might blame her for not stopping it sooner. They might blame her thinking that if she was a better wife, if she put out more, if I can use that expression. They may think that there's something wrong with her that caused their son to reach out to a child. And one of the things I'm going to stop right here and emphasize is sexual assault of children is rape, and rape is about power and control. It is not about sex. People who sexually touch children most often are not sexually attracted to children. So the grandparents may lay blame on their daughter-in-law for not knowing what was happening, for not seeing it sooner and stopping it before it got to this point. They might think that if she had done things differently sexually with her husband or been a better wife or whatever, that it wouldn't have happened. And the thing I'd like to emphasize again is sexual assault is always the fault of the aggressor. If I don't keep a clean and tidy house and I don't feel like having sex more than once a month, either we need to work together to get that figured out, or maybe we need to get divorced. But those are not grounds for sexually touching a child, ever. And I'm not saying that was the case in my situation. I'm just giving an example. Sexual assault, rape, is always the fault of the aggressor. It doesn't matter what the spouse does, says, anything. It is always the aggressor's option to act out on feelings that they are having, to try to create a power and control situation where they are in control of a child. It is not the fault of the other parent. And I do want to emphasize that, because even if the other parent becomes aware that something is not right, maybe they don't know the child's being raped, but they realize there's something not quite right. Again, speechless. They may not know what to do. They may have past issues themselves that no one ever taught them. How do you handle this when this happens? What do you do next? How do you protect your child? How do you stop it? Or even that it's not normal. And I hate to say that, but there are people who find out that their children have been sexually assaulted, and they think to themselves, maybe even say out loud, yeah, I know, that happened to me too. Not realizing that it's not supposed to happen. And not understanding that it's not supposed to happen is not justification for allowing it to continue. If you're listening to this show, you have been educated little by little that sexual touching of a child by an adult is not right. Grandparents may feel helpless. Many parents feel helpless, whether it's their child that's been assaulted by a stranger, by their spouse, or someone that they know. Grandparents, I think, have an extra sense of helplessness because there aren't a lot of people reaching out to the grandparents and saying, how are you guys doing? Do you miss your grandchildren? Do you miss seeing them? And give them a chance to grieve the relationship that's been distorted. Grandparents, like the rest of us, don't know what to do. They can't fix it. And many times grandparents are removed enough from the immediate family that they feel it's not their place to get involved, that, you know, we see you a couple times a month and on the holidays, but we don't know your family well enough, even if it was, you know, sexual assault by one of the parents of the children. The grandparents may feel that they don't know the family enough to be able to comfortably step in and say, how can we help? What can we do? They may feel it's not their place. They might feel awkward about it, like it's butting in. They can have guilt if the aggression was done by their child. They might feel like there was something they did wrong in how they raised their child, and I'm saying child, but I hope you understand. I'm talking about the aggressor being the child of these grandparents that I'm discussing. Age difference is going to factor in because many grandparents had a different comfort level. And this goes a little more to the families whose grandparents are in their 70s, 80s, etc. Because you have to remember, you know, going way back before television, pregnancy wasn't discussed. And when TV came out, pregnancy was not discussed. Sex was not a topic. You know, the vaudevillities were about as naughty as they got, and then burlesque picked up, and you just didn't talk about sex, and you didn't talk about, you know, Uncle So-and-so touching you on your, you know, bottom or whatever. It just wasn't discussed. So there may be that age difference, generation difference, that the grandparents simply don't feel comfortable even having conversations about that in a healthy respect, let alone in a criminal respect. And again, please understand, rape of a child, sexual assault of a child, molestation of a child, those are crimes, and it is illegal. And I know I'm talking like that's a no-brainer, everybody should know, but it does get forgotten. If somebody has a bad day and they kick their dog, then later they give the dog an extra treat and, you know, oh, sorry, you know, Fluffy, I had a bad day. But that is abuse of an animal. That's not okay. And people don't think much of it. And when it comes to sexual assault of children, people think, oh, that's just something that happened. Okay, you know, it's over. It's not going to happen again. It's a crime. It should never have happened in the first place. And the only way to guarantee that it won't happen again by that aggressor is for appropriate legal prosecution of that aggressor. And sometimes grandparents may be triggered by sexual assault of their grandchild. It may trigger past abuse that they went through. And that could go a couple of ways. They may say, this kid's making too big a deal out of it. You know, if the grandparent was sexually assaulted when they were a child and no one did anything about it, and it just kind of got forgotten. I'll say kind of forgotten, because no one forgets being sexually assaulted. They may bury it mentally and emotionally so that they don't have to deal with it, but it will always come back to be dealt with. You can't put raw meat in a hot car and not deal with it at some point. You can't have a crime such as sexual assault be against a child, or anyone, but especially against a child, and think that you can pretend it didn't happen. Because it did happen, and that child needs support, emotional support, possibly even financial support. The grandparents may think that, okay, the child was sexually assaulted and the aggressor is being prosecuted, and they may actually be jealous, because when they were sexually assaulted, nobody stepped in to help them. Nobody stepped in to prosecute who was hurting them. And I tried to find a different word than jealous, but I don't know of another word that fits it. And I guess jealous meaning somebody else has something or had something happen that I wished I had. Now, obviously, no one wishes they had been sexually assaulted, but they may wish that someone had stepped up to protect them the way they see law enforcement nowadays stepping up to protect the children that are assaulted. And it may just be a matter of triggering their own emotions from past abuse, that guilt, that shame. And they may go into a depression. Their stress level may increase to a point where they simply are having difficulty functioning with normal daily life. And I want to emphasize, that's okay to feel that way. I don't ever want anyone to suppress what they're feeling. If you find out that your adult child has sexually harmed a child, it is okay to be angry at them. It is okay to feel disappointed. It is also okay to still love your child, but understand that they need to be legally prosecuted for the crime that they have committed. It's okay to love somebody who sexually assaults a child. It is not okay to allow them to get away with it. It is not okay to act like it's not that big a deal, because it is that big a deal. And especially if a parent is the one sexually assaulting the child, it confuses the child. It confuses the siblings. It changes the dynamics in every aspect of that family's relationship with each other. And it is a crime. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be appropriately, legally prosecuted. And grandparents need support through it. The parents need support through it. The child needs support through it. And the biggest thing that will put all that on hold is for people to pretend or to stop feeling what they are feeling. I hope that makes sense. Many grandparents spend a lot of time wanting to know why. Why did that happen? What did she do? And again, we're going to use father-daughter scenario for sexual assault demonstration purpose. They may say, what did she do that made him do this? What did she say? What did she want? What did the little girl do to make this happen? And I don't care if that little girl was completely naked and said, hey, daddy, what's this? There is never, never an appropriate moment for sexual assault. Wanting to know why can be one of the most difficult things for grandparents, because rape and sexual assault are about power and control. And grandparents especially have a difficult time, whether it's your child that has done the assaulting or the spouse of your child that has done the assaulting. It can be so difficult to have to look at that person differently. This is not the same person that you know and love. This is someone capable of sexual assault against a child, a crime, and you have to almost schizophrenically separate the child you love from who you have discovered that child has the ability to be. So again, using the father-daughter scenario, if your son sexually assaults his daughter, stepdaughter, neighbor kid, it can be difficult figuring out what you did wrong in raising him that would make him be this way. It can give you a certain amount of guilt that there's something that you did or said or didn't do or say. And the bottom line is, rape is always the fault of the aggressor. It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you did right or wrong in raising them. What matters is they chose to act out a physical act against a child to allow themselves to feel control over someone, something. Many times, police departments, they've heard many times over, I didn't know I was hurting her. I was just trying to show her I love her. I was just trying to show her how special she was. And it takes a while, if ever, for the aggressor to understand that what he did is harmful, and it wasn't loving, and it didn't make her feel special to be raped. The grooming process, all of the, you know, let her go to the movies when the other siblings don't get to go to the movies, giving her extra money so that when she's out at the store, she can get something she wants. The grooming things, the privileges, the making the child feel special by giving them guilt gifts, I guess would be a good way to describe it. Those are the things that the child likes. Children like attention. Children like being told, you're special, I love you, I want to give you the world. But when that is to mask or to be able to continue getting away with or to escalate sexual assault, it's a crime. It's not a crime to make a child feel special. It's a crime to make a child feel special so that it can progress to rape. Sometimes grandparents will ask victim-blaming kinds of questions. What was she wearing? Why did you let her wear that? Why isn't her bedroom door locked at night? why do you let your husband look at Playboy? What do you mean he watched that kind of movie even though you weren't gone, you were gone and then went up and tucked the kids in? And the victim blaming questions for grandparents, for anyone, is really a matter of trying to figure out how and why this happened. And I'm going to make this really easy. For everyone listening, I'm going to tell you exactly how and why it happened. How is because someone decided that they wanted power and control over a child. And why it happened is because they physically acted out on it. It is about power and control. It is about physically taking control of your sexual urges, of your wanting to feel loved. Ironically, they say, I wanted her to feel loved. And in reality, they're the ones not feeling loved. They're the ones who want someone to love them. And they may see a sexual assault as a way to get that child to love them. It's not. It's not okay. Grandparents, you are not alone. And I would encourage you, whether it's your child, adult child that did the assaulting, or spouse of your child, don't let the aggressor control you. Don't let them manipulate you or confuse you as to what the facts are. If you want to know facts of what happened, I would suggest you talk to the police department that's involved in the case. If a victim's advocate is involved with the case, you could talk to them. If the prosecutor is available, you could talk to them. But don't let the aggressor tell you what happened, because they are always going to downplay it, minimize it. Well, I just touched her. I was just helping her with her bath, and I just touched her. Nobody ever needs help with a bath that way. So talk to the police or the prosecutor and get the facts of the case, because otherwise you're going to hear things like, well, they railroaded me, and they lied, and they this, and they that. Because the aggressor is trying to cover what happened, because it's a horrible thing that happened and they got caught. So not only did their power and control trip get away from them, but now they are not in control. They do not have any power, and they feel victimized. Too bad. We'll address the aggressor and what they go through at another show. But too bad. You committed a crime against a child, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. And I always encourage legal prosecution. Don't beat this person up. That harms the child more. Talk to the police, get the facts of the case. Find a level of communication that you can work with. It may be difficult because of the speechless fact. It may be difficult to talk to the parent who's in charge of the kids. If the aggressor was your child, you may not know where you stand with the spouse. Talk to them. It's really simple. I'll give you some words. You can say, I don't have any idea what to say to you, but I don't want to lose the relationship that we had. There you go. That takes off the hook of knowing what to say. That takes you off the hook of being responsible for anything, and it provides emotional support to that parent by you indicating that you don't want to lose them as well. Support that parent. Support that child. You can even support the aggressor. But when I say support the aggressor, I mean you can still love the aggressor, but understand there must be prosecution in order to help that child heal. Realize the crime was about power and control and not about sex. So when you're being supportive and you talk to that other parent, please don't act like you didn't know that your child was a pervert. You didn't know that your child was into children. That's not what this is about. That is not what happened. Your child is not a pervert. your child is someone who wants power and control in their life, and they're not seeing it or feeling it in other avenues, and they have chosen this as a way of trying to gain power and control. It's a crime. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's disgusting. It's harmful. It is violent. And it's a crime. Realize this was not about sex. This was not snuggle time turned into, oops, I let something happen. No, this was about power and control. Don't abandon the family and the child. They need you too, just as much as you need them. You don't want to lose your grandchildren. You don't want to lose your child or your child's spouse, because relationships have been built and people need, especially when there's a horrible thing happen, people need to come together. If your child's, and again, I'm talking to grandparents, so I hope you can understand the child aspect. If your child and his wife, if their house burns to the ground and everyone is safe, but they've lost everything, families pull together. Grandparents come to the rescue. Hey, you can't stay with us. We don't have any room, but we've got an extra set of dishes for when you get your house back together. We can start helping you put back some stuff so that you can start living again. If somebody is murdered, you don't abandon the family. You pull together. You lean on each other. You cry with each other. You scream at the top of your lungs, I don't know what to do. This isn't right. But you don't abandon each other. Sexual assault and rape are crimes. This is the time, more than any other time in your life, this is the time that your families need to pull together. Don't abandon the family. Don't abandon the child. Don't abandon the siblings, because you need them too. Ask for help. You are also a victim of this crime, and you deserve help. You deserve understanding, and you deserve healing. Sometimes when people hear, oh, did you hear so-and-so's granddaughter got raped? Oh my gosh, that must be awful. And people don't really talk. They don't really say, hey, I heard, through the grapevine that something happened to your grandchild. Is she okay? Is usually what they ask, if they even have the nerve to say anything. But how about saying, are you okay? Do you need to talk? Don't assume that just because, quote unquote, just because it was a grandchild, it doesn't affect them deeply. Some grandparents and their grandchildren are closer than parents and their own children. So don't dismiss the pain and the confusion that grandparent may be going through. It's as real as what the parents are feeling, and it's as real as the emotional turmoil that the child is having. If you hear of a grandchild of a friend or neighbor being raped, ask that friend or neighbor if they're okay. Yeah, you can ask about the grandchild, but don't forget to ask about them too. Because sexual assault of a child doesn't only affect the child, it affects the child and everybody who loves that child. Regardless if it's blood relative, step relative, adopted, foster kid, anything. But don't be afraid to ask for help. If no one's approached you and asked you if you're doing okay, reach out. Reach out to the parents. Reach out to a counselor. Reach out to the prosecutor and ask if they can refer you somewhere. Because you deserve healing too. You've been listening to Stop Feeding the Predators on City of Angels Recovery Radio. And healing starts here.